Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer, keeping you safe on the roads. Tyrepower.com.au.
Sports Day SA. It's a beautiful day. On Cruise 1323 and 1629 SENSA.
Well, I reckon every day is a beautiful day for our next guest, and he's done 8 years at the Gold Coast Suns. The president, his time is done after round one. Malcolm explaining he joined after round one. Tony Cochrane, a regular guest, president of the Gold Coast Suns, he joins us. Tony, thanks for your time, man. Congratulations. A lot of blood, sweat and tears there.
Yeah. A couple of things I've got to correct there. Firstly, I'm no longer the president. I finished on Sunday night, and I did 9 years. So,
Malcolm told me eight.
Malcolm's never been very good with numbers. Malcolm reckons he kicked the ball 110 metres once.
No, it was 111. Hey, Tony, it said in eighth year, but I counted seven. What did I say, eight?
Yeah.
I was seven as president. I was on the board 9 years.
Oh, no, I've got you for that. Only as president.
Technically, you're right.
Yeah, of course I am. Tony, look, first of all, fantastic. I mean, I spent time with you up there with the Gold Coast Suns and all those wonderful things to start up a new football club. And one of the great things, and people in football are now starting to understand this, the Gold Coast Suns weren't given any sort of leg up compared to what the other clubs in the competition have been. They changed in ATCO huts, I call them, demountables. And it was people like Tony and the board at the time that got the Commonwealth Games and got the facilities now. And a lot of those players that have left, I can guarantee, were because of the facilities weren't quite right to start with. So A lot of people like Tony Cochrane and the board at the time have tried to save the Gold Coast Suns because it was never a destination club, and it's starting to become one now. Well done, Tony.
Yeah, no, it is. It was a labour of love, Blighty. I love my footy, and I was very fortunate as a young guy. I had a lot of great experiences at the Sturt Football Club, and when I was asked by the powers that be at the time to go on the board, I thought the least I could do is say yes, because it's good to be able to give back if you can. And so it's been a terrific labour of love and great passion for the last 9 years. And you're right, when we started out, we were in portables and so were our players. Everything was portable, and it wasn't a formula for success at all, but we've managed over a period of time to turn all of that around. We've probably now got, ironically, we've got now some of the finest T&A centres in the country. And, of course, we've got players there that are really dug in now for the long form and, really bonded together. And they're a fantastic playing group now. And we are hopeful, despite last Saturday night. We are very hopeful of playing finals this year.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's going to take time. I did this today, but I just want to mention something for all the listeners out there. With Tony retiring as president of the Suns, and after being on the board for that long, these are the people that went up to say goodbye to Tony Cochrane on the weekend. Richard Goyder, the chairman of the AFL Commission, Gil McLachlan, the CEO, and Travis Old, who used to be at the Gold Coast Suns and maybe a heir apparent to Gil. I mean, that's the sort of respect that Tony had at head office for what he's done and his contribution to AFL football on the Gold Coast. Once again, congratulations, Tony.
Yeah, thanks, mate. You actually left one out. Andrew Dillon was there.
Oh, I'm sorry as well. I'm sorry, yeah, Andrew. Sorry, Andrew.
It was really fortunate because, in a way, we played Sydney, and, of course, Andrew Pridham, who's been the very long serving president of the Swans, of course, naturally was there as well. And they gave me collectively just a wonderful send-off. I was, something unusual for me. I was nearly speechless. But it was truly fantastic. And, I am really privileged to have been able to serve the club and serve my community. And it's been a tremendous ride. And, I'll keep my finger in the football pie a bit somewhere and find some other way to help out along the journey, because it is such an important thing, for the youth of our great country. Our Indigenous game gives so much back to the youth, and it's so good for young minds and bodies. So, I the more the AFL grows in Australia, the happier I am.
You probably haven't had time to reflect on those 8-9 years, but input and output. I suppose the best way to describe it, Tony, is if you leave it in a better place than when you started, and judging by what Malcolm said with facilities and improvement and Gold Coast on the field last year, getting people to stay, that retention, that type of thing, that's all you can ask.
Yeah, you know, I have a very fixed opinion about this, and I've written about this in late recent weeks with my stepping down, and I've incorporated into my speech on Saturday night. But, you know, really, the way the AFL system works with not only presidents, but also with boards of every club, I'm talking here, every single club in the land, you know, really what you are is you're a custodian. You don't own the sport. The sport's owned by the fans. And the moment you lose sight of that, your history, I don't care what sport you're trying to run. Sport is owned ultimately by the fans. But what you are as a custodian is somebody charged with the job of taking it from somebody else, polishing it, working a bit harder, trying to improve it, and then eventually handing it on to somebody else who becomes a new custodian, and they'll move it forward again. And that process of continual people putting in the hard yards, trying to improve clubs, trying to improve sporting bodies, and then hand it on to the next one to again take the mantle and move it forward. That's a really, really important part of the ecosystem that makes our great Indigenous game so wonderful. And, you know, I'm really privileged to have played a minor part in that process.
Now, Tony, I'm a stickler for history. And I also think that the Gold Coast Suns have only been in the competition 13 years. Now, people are saying, well, you know, they should have won 14 premierships by now and all that crap. Can I just say, and I just want to remind everybody, the Gold Coast Suns are on a journey. It's a long journey. Can I tell you, Melbourne Football Club took 57 years to win their last premiership. Richmond took 37 years. Sydney, South Melbourne stroke, took 72 years. St Kilda are in a 56-year block of nothing. Frio haven't won one in 28. And the Adelaide Football Club that we all... 24 years. So Gold Coast Suns are 13 years. They're babies still. Their turn will come somewhere down the track. So please, anyone having a crack, understand that they are most difficult to win and time will tell. And somewhere down the track, the Gold Coast Suns, just like Frio, will win one. So, Tony, just on the half of that, once again...
Malcolm, you know how difficult these things. Premierships are incredibly difficult, incredibly difficult to win, and you know, I can give you another great example that the Melbourne media conveniently don't want to listen to or forget about. It took Hawthorn 42 years, I think it was, to even make finals.
Yep.
No, we're not talking about winning a grand final. We're talking about make the finals. Yeah. So. You know, this is a really, the competition these days is more level than ever before. It's a fantastic competition. I mean, right at the moment, other than perhaps two or three sides, there's 15 sides that could make the eight this year. So, I mean, it's an incredible equalised competition. It's why it's so good. You know, we had an opening weekend, the third highest crowd ever to attend a round of AFL in the history of AFL. You know, people love the game. They're going to look at the success of Gather Round, you know, which was something, you know, I sort of fought with from a president's point of view for the last two or three years that we needed to create. Gather Round's going to be magnificent. It's magnificent for our game. It's fantastic for Adelaide and South Australia. You know, well done to the government down there. They've really kicked a goal with landing the inaugural one. And then the numbers are on the board. You know, if you don't think they are, try and get a hotel room in Adelaide, try and have a look at what it costs to travel to Adelaide for that four-day period at the moment. It's just, you know, fantastic for the sport and great for SA. So all of these things, you know, just build into tremendous anticipation about who can finish where. So it's pretty damn hard to make it to finals, really hard to make it to the big dance, and then if you can happen to win one, well, as Blighty knows, are pretty special and are pretty damn hard to get their hands on.
Our guest is Tony Cochran. Tony, I know one of the pleasing aspects for you is stopping the outflow of players, which, you know, in previous years had gone from the Gold Coast. We know players come and go, but Isaac Rankin was one that did get away. We saw his worth here, round one in Adelaide. He, obviously a real talent, and you nurtured him for, you know, three or four years. What are your feelings about that one? Because you haven't lost too many of the kids in the – he's the one that – probably the one exception.
Yeah, well, he's certainly been the one exception of the last four odd years. And it's hard, again, we've had so much young, brilliant talent, of which Isaac clearly ticks that box. I mean, he's an exceptional footballer. And he'll be a great service to the Crows. There's no question about that whatsoever. But, you know, it's very hard to keep them all. And, you know, he was the one that we just could not, we just couldn't come at that sort of number. It was just our salary cap was choking. So, you know, unfortunately, you can argue for the prosecution or the defence here. Clearly, when I was the chairman, I was pretty unhappy about it. But the truth is, you just can't keep them all. The salary cap doesn't allow it. That salary cap is all part of our equalisation of our game. And I'm a massive supporter of the equalisation of the game. So you can't have your cake and eat it too. And, he's gone to the Crows and he'll be a tremendous success at the Crows. I mean, he's a fantastic talent and, we certainly didn't want to lose him. That's a fact.
Tony, questions without notice now. On the cuff, here we go. What do you think was the best win for the Gold Coast Suns so far and in your time there, which is really virtually from day one? What do you reckon the best win was?
It's actually an easy one to answer that one. The after the siren goal against Richmond at Metricon last year, that was Noah kicking the goal from 45 out on an angle after the siren. And I think what made it even more special, and now every Richmond supporter will be throwing darts at however they're listening to this, but what even made it more special, everybody forgets, but 5 minutes into the third quarter, we were 44 points down.
Down, that's right, yeah. Oh, great one. Best player at the club?
I'm going to have two, but they're from different angles. So the best player, as in sheer on-field talent, G. Ablett. He won a Brownlow with us, and quite frankly, if it hadn't been for that shoulder injury, he should have won a second Brownlow. Yep. I mean, he nearly still won the Brownlow, having missed six games for that year, but just missed out. But tremendous, I think everybody acknowledges, Gary Ablett is something very, very special. But, heart and soul, real club man, somebody who I so admire on so many levels because he was just as honest and just as good no matter what was thrown in front of him, whether it was failure and problems on the one extreme or great success and happiness on the other. He was the same, absolutely solid citizen. And that I have to give that to David Swallow, just a magnificent club man.
Yeah, great competitor. Now, the club has done so many great things and everyone talks about community up there. What do you think is one of the greatest community efforts that the Gold Coast Suns and AFL football has presented for your community on the Gold Coast?
Well, Malcolm, at a football level, and people are only just starting to really wake up to this, but I'll give you a stat that will now blow you away. So I'm going to say what we've done at the junior level. So this year, there are more people locked into the OzKick system in Queensland than any other state in Australia, including Victoria.
Wow. Well, how good's that? How good's that? What a great, nearly a great finish.
The game's on fire up here. Yeah. The game is in great condition from one end of Queensland to the other. I mean, it's unbelievable. The growth of it, and I know Malcolm was part of the journey with us on this, but when I joined the board, so just over 9 years ago now, we had just under 100 kids in our academies, whether that was the Gold Coast Academy, whether it was our academy in the north of Queensland, or what have you. Today, men and women, girls and boys, we have got just under 1,100 in those academies.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I actually joined in 2009, Tony, to help, through that early day. Anyhow, just moving on, I know Bob East will be the incumbent. He's virtually taken your chair now, and he's also another great Gold Coast person. But, Tony, after footy, this is probably a question, once again, without notice, but I reckon you're perfect for the AFL Commission because of your business acumen. Seriously, your business acumen you think outside the square a bit, and you've been in football, AFL football, for most of your life, starting here at Sturt in Adelaide and obviously all through the Gold Coast. It would be perfect. Do you want me to start a little program to get Cochrane on the commission?
I'd be honoured and I'd love that. No, I'd love to get on the commission at some stage in my life. I obviously have, you know, great affiliations with SA and now Queensland footy. You know, and I've been, as most of the other presidents will allude to, I've been a very, very strong voice for the interstate clubs at around the president's table and the commission table now for a number of years. And, you know, I think that, you know, if I got a chance at some stage to get on the commission, I would certainly jump out at Blighty, because it's just, it's so important to keep our sport moving forward. You know, we're the number one sport in the country. We can't just sit back and assume that's going to be the case. You've got to keep working it hard. We've got some great growth markets in New South Wales and Queensland going for us now. Clearly, I think we're going to end up with a team in Tasmania. That is going to take a Herculean effort by everybody involved to make sure that's a success, because, you know, if we press the go button on that, it's got to be a success. We cannot put them through the torturous process that the Suns certainly went through, and to a lesser degree, GWS went through. We've got to find a much better pathway to make all of that happen. And certainly having their own stadium is a very important part of that. I'm a great believer in that. So, yeah, there's the work is well and truly in front of us. But, you know, things like Gather Round, which I've already spoken about, you know, prove what, you know, great health the code's in. And, you know, we it's great to have everybody back at the football, no COVID crap anymore and all of that. It's great to be able to just go and enjoy the footy again.
One last one, Tony, a quick one. Back on the footy, you are getting a good list of Gold Coast star, and you've stuck fat with Stuart Dew. How have you seen Stuart's performance? That's divided the footy public, I think, or some people saying, how did he go? And others saying, no, it's a good decision. Where do you sit on that one with Stuart?
Well, I was president when we appointed him, and then I was president when we renewed his contract for a further 2 years at the end of, or towards the end of last season. I'm a terrific believer in Stuart Dew, and you know, he has got a real determination about himself. You know, he's a very well-organised individual. We've put some very good people around him. Wayne Campbell's exceptional. Craig Cameron's exceptional. All of that helps. But, you know, it's a tough gig, senior coach. And, you know, we're quite funny how we analyse these things, because when it comes to a player, we say, oh, you know, take him 80 games before he really becomes useful, and then, you know, 100 is sort of around where he's really becoming useful. But we don't sort of give a young coach that same opportunity. So yep. I think you'll find Stuart's now coming up on his 100th game as a coach. He's in the go zone now, and he's got 2 years with a very talented list, because there's no excuses anymore. We do really have the Suns a very talented list now. He's got 2 years with that talented list, and I sincerely hope in that 2 years he's well into playing finals.
Tony Cochrane, nothing but thanks from this side of the microphone, from both David and myself. I mean, it's been great. I've watched your close hand, and your enthusiasm and knowledge is great. Whatever you do in the future, keep in touch somewhere. I'm sure you'll bob up somewhere. That's Tony Cochrane and I know. But it's been a great effort at the Gold Coast Suns. And whatever you do, and it won't be retirement, I know that, you won't lie down anywhere, but it is, the contribution is enormous and will never be forgotten by the Gold Coast Suns.
You're a champion. Thanks, Blighty. I really appreciate it. Thanks, boys. And good luck down in SA there. With a half an ounce of luck, you're going to have two pretty competitive teams this year.
Good stuff. I guess there, Tony Cochrane. Well, that's it for us, Malcolm. Gee, Tony Cochrane, what a career there. But, gee, we started the show with the bump.
Oh, yeah,
throw it up and also the sin bin.
Yeah,
three. What do you talk about?
The weekend's been interesting for all sorts of reasons, but they're the three main ones, I'd reckon, David.
I reckon you covered it pretty well.
Good on you, mate.
You go home, glass of red, nice meal, and we'll do it all again tomorrow. See you, Malcolm.
Bye, David.